Philip Sampa Pete after the surgeon care. Today's date is 04/17/16/2022. Dictation is for Miss Robin Amendariz. Amendariz spells A-M-E-N-D-A-R-I-Z. Robin spells R-O-B-I-N. Date of birth is 02/24/1964. 57-year-old young lady here for a routine follow-up period. Patient has a history of hypertension, hypercholesterolemia, GERD, DM type 2, seasonal allergies, here for a routine visit and medication refill for these conditions, period. She stated that since her last visit, she has had a fall and injured her left shoulder. Says she had an MRI which revealed a rotator cuff tear, and she's scheduled to have that fixed sometime next month, period. She says she would like to come back to have her blood drawn at that time when she has to get a clearance for surgery. Says she does not like to do the blood work and have to do it again shortly. Stand that she's scared of needles, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Review systems. All systems were reviewed. Except for left shoulder pain. Patient stated she fell and injured her shoulder and has a suspected rotator cuff tear, which is scheduled to be operated on sometime next month, period. Next paragraph. Review systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative except for those mentioned above, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history, medication allergies were reviewed. No changes compared to last visit, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam. She's alert oriented in mild, in no acute distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 100% at room air. Blood pressure is 140/87. Pulse 74. Respiration 18. Temperature 97.3, period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph. Respiratory good, inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, period. Next paragraph. Cardiac regular rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen is distended secondary to obesity, no rigidity, no tenderness of palpation, no organomegaly, period. She has normal bowel signs, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities. No discomfort, range of motion, bears weight well with no ontology gait, period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented time 3, cranial nerve 2-10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and affect are normal, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1. Diabetes type 2, assessment number 2, morbid obesity, number 3, rotator cuff tear, number 4, hypertension, number 5, seasonal allergies, number 6, GERD. Next paragraph. Patient declined to have labs today because she says she's about to have surgery and she will do it when she comes for a surgical clearance, period. Our medication will refill as follows. Metoprolol 25 milligrams, that's metoprolol tartrate. 25 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days. Number 90, next medication, hydrochlorothiazide. 25 milligrams, 1 PO QAM for 90 days. Number 90, next medication, Allegra, 180 milligrams. 1 PO daily for 30 days. Number 30, this medication, correction. Next medication, amlodipine. Benazepril, 10/40 milligrams. You take 1 POBID for 90 days, number 180. Next medication, omeprazole, 20 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. Next medication, pervastatin, 20 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. Next paragraph. Patient was reassured and educated about her condition. She was advised to come back for a physical, for clearance, and then we're going to do some labs to look at her cholesterol, look at her pee, look at her urine, heart rate, etc. And then we will do labs at that point and clear her for the surgery. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She said she has none. End of vacation.